Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that I encounter in my life and how you can use similar experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in your life. This week, I want to talk about an experience that I had while I was driving. I was on a road trip for work, and I was driving down the road, and I had hours and hours of what I call windshield time, just staring out the windshield, not much going on. And you get plenty of time to think or distract yourself or whatever you choose to do. And I was using this windshield time to think, just kind of let my mind clear and just let whatever thoughts came across come across, and didn't try to argue or fight with them. Just kind of let my mind wander and run. And as I was doing this, there was a couple of good thoughts, some good ideas that ran across my mind, and I tried to grab onto those and capture them and then go see what am I going to do with them, and started spending the rest of the time actively thinking about those two or three ideas and just, what in the world am I going to do with this? Is this any good? Is there any real value to this? It sounds good. I think it's thoughtful. I think it's creative. I think it's a pretty quality idea, but what do I do next? What do I do next with this? What are the next steps? Is there a next step? And that made me start thinking about all of the other times that I've had an idea that I didn't apply any other energy to, that I didn't give any more thought to, other than when it ran through my mind, I said, yeah, that's kind of cool. Oh, that would be interesting. And then let it go. But these particular ideas that I have been thinking about, I decided that I'm going to run them down and see if there's anything that I can put legs on, and see if there's anything that can actually grow and develop and become something that looks good to me, that's meaningful, that will help me to progress in a way that is important to me. And that is not how I always approach these ideas, these thoughts. But sometimes we need to. Sometimes we need to take that time first to just stop and clear our minds and let them run and be free and creative and see what kind of ideas we can come up with, what kind of things our minds can create that we might have the opportunity to pursue something good and new and interesting in our lives. And then once we have those ideas, we can't just let them fall to the wayside and become nothing. Maybe 9 out of 10 of them, or maybe 99 out of 100, or 999 out of 1,000 will be nothing ideas that don't go anywhere other than to think through them and run them down and see where we can get in our minds. But we can't just ignore the ideas that we have. Sometimes we have ideas, and I think back, and there are times that I remember being so excited about an idea, and now I can't even remember what that idea was because I didn't dedicate the time or energy or thought to that idea that would be needed to really make it become anything more than just a passing whim, something that ran through my brain and went right out the other side. But those things that we just let go, the things that just run through in one ear and out the other, just that just kind of pass through our minds and we don't give any energy or attention or feeling to, are never going to change our lives. They're never going to change anything meaningful that's going on for us because we don't apply any attention or energy to it. And if I ask myself why don't I apply any energy or attention to it, it's really just because I don't. It's just I get distracted. I just don't think that it's worth anything. I talk myself out of it, or I just don't even pay enough attention to these ideas to be able to put any additional energy or thought into it. And I don't know, I may have missed on the best idea that I'll ever have. It may already be in my rear view. That may already be in the past. And there's nothing I can do to go back and change the past. But what I can do and what I need to do is learn from the past and build a better future for myself and make better choices moving forward, that I don't let those opportunities go anymore, that I don't let ideas that excite me and motivate me and get me going mentally and emotionally, that I don't just let those ideas fly out the window as I'm sharing my windshield time on the road, that I need to make sure that when those things happen, that I take the time to actually run them down. What happens if I, what if I actually do this? If I take this step, if I make this change, what happens? What are the potential outcomes of this? What can I do next? What do the next steps look like? Okay, can I take one of those next steps? If I can't take those next steps, then what do I need to do in order to be prepared to take those next steps? If it's a business idea, I have a great idea for a new product that I think would be a life-changing thing for me. It just flies through my mind as I'm driving down the road. Hey, that's great. And that's a great start. And if I don't do anything about it, that idea will be gone probably before I stop for dinner somewhere along the way. But if I take time and I just spend the rest of my trip, instead of saying, oh, well, I'm just going to shut this off and I'm going to phone a friend, I'm going to call somebody, I'm going to waste time, or I'm going to turn on a talk radio show or whatever it is that I'm going to do to spend my time, or I'm going to yell at the truck that just cut me off as I'm driving down the road. None of those things are particularly helpful for fleshing out an idea, for building on a new and creative thought that just came through my mind. But that will never change my life to ignore things, but taking the time to build out an idea, to look at what's going through my mind and say, how can I act on this? What are the steps that I need to take? And so right now I'm in the middle of taking actions on some of those thoughts. Some of them were terrible ideas that very quickly became apparent that those are never going to work and not possible, and not in a I'm talking myself out of it and being discouraging way, but just in a they physically can't happen. There's ideas that just, you don't need to spend all of your energy and all of your thoughts, or you'll just waste your time in a different way, just trying to chase down things that aren't real. But you know when it's those things that you can feel inside of you, that you want to tell people about, that you want to share with people, but you don't know who to share them with because you're nervous, you're afraid that you have something that maybe this is important to you and it's exciting to you, and maybe somebody else is going to laugh or dismiss the idea. And so you want to tell somebody because you're excited and you can feel something inside of you that you know that it has meaning. And those are the ideas that we need to pursue. Those are the ideas that we need to stop our minds from thinking about all the other 100,000 things that are going on around, and take time to look at those ideas and dig into them and see what can we do to execute on them. What can we do to pursue those ideas? What is the next step that I need to take in order to see if I can make this happen? What can I do to make sure that I make this happen? And those are the things that will change our lives in new and incredible ways. That, again, thinking back on some of the other ideas that I've had, some of the other windshield ideas are things that I've already done that have changed my life, where I think about, I was looking at making some changes in my life and I didn't know what I was going to do, and I didn't know how I was going to pay for college, and I didn't know if I could get a good job, and I didn't know all of these things. And I was just in this spot, and I said, what in the world am I going to do? What can I do? I'd love to go do this or join the military, or these are the things that, but I already tried to enlist. I've already been disqualified once, and there's no way that idea. And then as I'm driving down the road one day, this was years ago now, but I remember thinking, what if I tried again? What's the worst that happens? What if I walk into another military recruiting center and I tell them that this is something that I want? What's the worst that happens? They tell me no, and I'm in the exact same spot that I'm in right now. Just I know. Now I know. So I have a piece of knowledge. If I go take an action, maybe nothing changes, but I learn something and I can learn how to create a new action step. But in this particular case, I went, and sure enough, I was able to get into the military and I was able to do something that had been something that was important to me and that I tried to do after high school and that I really wanted. And this was a first step in changing so many things in my life that was just a result of letting my mind run free and coming up with an idea and then taking an action on that idea. It would have been easy for me to talk myself out of it and say, no, I've already been disqualified. Why waste the time? Why spend the energy? Why do this? And my life would have never changed in the ways that it has if I had done that. And it was an easy, simple decision to make to just go into this recruiting station and to find out the answer to this. And that is the thing. That's the small thing that I convinced myself. I spent a little bit more time thinking about it, and I talked myself into walking into the recruiting station and taking a chance and seeing if I could learn new information. And that turned out to be something that changed my life in incredible and dramatic ways. And that's the same thing that can happen in any of our lives. If we just take the time to look at what our thoughts are telling us, look at what our mind is creating and say, how can I use this idea? How can I build on this idea? How can I develop something in myself that will help me to move forward and become the person that I want to be? So take some time this week. Use your window time, or use your time sitting on your couch or working out or whatever it is that you're going to have for windshield time this week. And when those thoughts, let your mind run free. Let your mind just explore and see what's out there. And when you catch that idea that just captures your attention and it motivates and excites you, run it down. Don't let it slide out the window. Don't let it run through your mind and be gone forever. Take time to build it out, and you never know how your life could change as a result, because your mind can create anything that you need or want in your life if you just listen to the ideas and the thoughts and the possibilities that come out of it. But you need to take the action, and you need to be listening, and you need to be thinking and creative. And that's how you're going to change your life. So don't let that next idea slip away. Take it in your hand, explore it, and see what you can create in your life next. Thanks for listening. That's all I got for this week. I appreciate you tuning in, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.